following on from the theme of peace and goodwill, I'd like us all to go on a journey in which we're going to focus our energy on perhaps someone, there may be someone currently in your life who you have been in conflict with or felt in conflict with, or perhaps if there's no one currently, you can think of someone who perhaps you've had those feelings towards in the past. So try, if you can, to think of someone who's been causing you some, who has at some time caused you some aggravation, either recently or in the past. And what I want you to do is, I want you to imagine that you're in a beautiful circular room, and the room itself is filled with gentle light, white light, and rose pink light. It's a very sweet, very warm, very beautiful place to be. And I want you to imagine that that person that perhaps at times you've felt in conflict with, currently or in the past, is sitting in a large white chair, comfortable chair, opposite you, on the other side of this circular room. The room itself is, as I've said, it feels very spacious and very light, but also very peaceful, beautiful, warm, peaceful, loving energy in that room, a bit like this room here now. So imagine that in that beautiful, peaceful space, this person that you felt perhaps unhappy with is sitting in that chair opposite you now. What I want you to do is encompass them and enfold them with your love. Look deep into their eyes, and if they've treated you badly, try to come into touch with the sorrow and the pain in their eyes. Try to see and feel something of their soul, the state of their mind. Try to sense how it feels to be them, with the life they live and the pathway they tread. Just sit with that feeling for a few moments to try to absorb or learn what it is you might need to know about their mental state. Try to connect with that person. Now imagine that your heart is sending out light rays, beautiful light rays, white, golden light, and these rays are transmitted towards this individual, and they encompass this person completely in a cocoon of pure love and pure light. If you are a mother, try to imagine a maternal feeling towards this person, a protective maternal feeling of unconditional love. If you are a father, try to do the same. And if you're not a father, just think of it as a protective, unconditional feeling of love and support for that human being. No matter how justifiable your annoyance may have been for getting the rights and wrongs and who's got the upper moral ground, just think of it as giving to that soul what that soul actually needs at this point in time, which is more love and more light to sustain them, to stop them flailing around in an agonized state. Try to bring that peace to them in an energetic way through these light waves of energy and love. And as you transmit that powerful, powerful love of which there is no higher vibration, feel yourself raised up in the process to feel at one with peace. When you feel that the connection is total and complete, and that you have given as much as you can to that soul, then you can say goodbye and leave the circular room. And hopefully feeling much lighter than when you entered.